אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit, and wishing you well for Pesach, of course.
Thanks, same to you, and a special Passover edition this week with some big headlines on this week's edition, Shane.
Yes, so of course, the big story everywhere is the Malka Lifa trial outcome. After so many years and years of being in the news, it's finally reached a verdict. A verdict at the County Court of Victoria. Mm-hmm. A jury found Malka Lifa guilty of 6 out of 11 charges of rape against two sisters, Dussie Ehrlich and Ellie Sapper. And the pair, joined by their sister Nicole Meyer, expressed relief at the culmination of an epic battle to bring to justice the teacher they once admired. The jury, which heard evidence and arguments for 6 weeks and deliberated for 32 hours over 9 days, found the former principal of Adas Israel School in Melbourne guilty of 18 of the 27 charges against her, including rape, indecent assault, and sexual penetration of a child aged 16 or 17. Now, the charges related to events between 2003 and 2007 at the ultra-Orthodox school, where Lifa, who is now 56, had been principal. She was found not guilty of several charges relating to Maya. They said after as soon as the jury ruled its verdict, the mixed verdict is a bittersweet outcome. While we are disappointed, they said, that not all charges were found guilty, we are grateful that justice was served, and we're proud of ourselves that we had the courage to come forward and speak the truth. And we hope this trial sheds light on how important it is to believe survivors, no matter what the outcome. The sisters sat apprehensively in court as the first 5 verdicts emerged were actually not guilty. But then relief soon followed with a slew of guilty verdicts on those remaining charges. At a media gathering outside court, Dussie Ehrlich said, "Lifa's abuse, quote, held us hostage for so many years, and today we can start to take that power back that she stole from us as children." Her sister, Ellie Sapper, reflected, "It's time to start looking forward instead of looking back. This is the beginning of our future now." Departing court, Lifa's barrister, Ian Hill, had, quote, nothing to say at this time.
Shane, did the Hadass Israel School principal respond? And if so, what did they say?
Yes, yeah, so Hadass Israel School principal, Aaron Strasser, the current principal, issued an apology to the 3 former students after the verdict. He said, "We are sorry for the distress they have suffered and the impact of that abuse on their lives and families, and we commend the survivors' bravery in coming forward." And noting the 13 years between Lifa being spirited out of Australia to Israel in 2008, overnight, mind you, and her extradition in 2021 back to Australia, Executive Council of Australian Jury President Gillian Segal told the Jewish News it has taken less than 2 years only for an Australian court to find her guilty of multiple sexual abuse offences. And this is a mighty vindication for Dussie Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapper in their long, courageous struggle for justice.
Right, and there is an extra page with some comments and reactions.
Yes, the Jewish News has a full extra page on reactions and comments from Jewish communal leaders in Australia, also some Jewish politicians that are not Jewish but are in electorates with significant Jewish populations. We also have some feedback from Dave Sharma, who was the former federal MP and former Australian ambassador to Israel. And also we have some remarks from former Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu. Now, he championed the rights of those 3 sisters for many years and urged Victoria Police to reopen their investigation of members of the Dus Israel community who allegedly helped Lifa leave the country by plane overnight to Israel in 2008. Police closed the case, however, in 2018 relating to that. So Bailey told the Jewish News after the verdict, there can be no escaping those people's culpability, and he urged the police to reopen that case.
Here you go, Malka Leifa's case coming to an end, and you can find all the details on this week's edition of the AJN. Is there anything else that you would like to mention about this case before we move on, Shane?
Only that this is very interesting, and it goes back to the beginning. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria's current Chief Operations Officer, Naomi Levine, she was a journalist at the Jewish News back in 2008, and she recalls getting an anonymous whistleblower phone call. Who called the newspaper, called her, and helped her break what became the 15-year-long Leifa story. She said that person showed, that whistleblower, showed true courage in shining a light on this terrible crime. She also paid tribute to the then Jewish News editor, Ashley Brown, who, quote, displayed the highest journalistic values when he stood up to those who urged him to sweep the story under the rug and put it on the cover instead. He put it on the front page back in 2008. After Leifa's conviction, Ashley Brown tweeted that the three sisters are the most courageous people you could ever meet. So it's just amazing that that's where it first emerged back in 2008 through a whistleblower. And straight after that week, it was on the front page of the Australian Jewish News.
Wow, 15 years ago, such a long time. And now it's finally closed. Moving on to our next story about the Australian National University in Canberra rejecting its definition of anti-Semitism.
Yes, so the Australian National University in Canberra has last week rejected the IRA, which is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. They rejected its definition of anti-Semitism. So there's been swift reaction with the co-chief executive officer of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Alex Rifkin, saying, "It never ceases to amaze me the lengths that people will go to deny or obfuscate the existence of anti-Semitism." So the university rejected that definition, and it comes after an open letter from the Parliamentary Friends of IRA was sent to all Australian universities, urging them to formally adopt the definition. Federal member for McNamara, Josh Burns, who is co-chair of the Parliamentary Friends of IRA group, alongside Allegra Spend and Julian Lisa, he told the Jewish News, while some universities have not yet followed the lead of the University of Melbourne, Monash University, Macquarie and others, we will continue to work constructively with the university sector to encourage them to adopt the IRA definition. He added, defining anti-Semitism helps institutions better understand this type of discrimination and assist them to take action if it occurs. So like he said, some have already adopted it. Looks like ANU hasn't, and we'll have to see what the rest do. But the one thing from this ANU decision is that it's really upset the Australasian Union of Jewish Students ACT branch, which said no Jewish students, as far as they were aware, were consulted by the ANU before that decision they made. They said, given that we are the ones who experience anti-Semitism on campus, it should not be too much to ask for us to be invited to the table.
And we are speaking to Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. For the full story and more stories related to the Jewish community of Australia, please visit the AJN website. Shane, what else is making headlines this week?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It's a follow-up. We've done some things on it from the past, but I'll just kind of sum it up for you. The Sydney Jewish Museum's resident historian, Professor Conrad Quiet, said the art donated to the Wollongong Art Gallery, I think it was last year, by Nazi collaborator Bronius Bob Sredersis, should be used to educate the public about the Holocaust. The professor visited the gallery in Wollongong last week to deliver a lecture to a packed audience where he revealed Lithuanian-born Sredersis is suspected to have been involved in the murder of an escaped Jew back in 1943. Now, the investigation into him was sparked by former Wollongong councillor Mike Samaras, who noticed that Sredersis' listed profession was a policeman with the Lithuanian government's Department of Security. Now, Sredersis migrated to Australia in 1950 and went on to amass a huge private art collection, which he then bequeathed to the Wollongong Art Gallery before his death. And last year, Wollongong Council and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies engaged with the Sydney Jewish Museum and the Professor Quiet, with the Holocaust historian going on to provide a report confirming that Sredersis was a Nazi collaborator. Now, Quiet says he suspects Sredersis was the same SS squad leader who led a group of Hitler Youth members into a forest to track down Jewish escapees. He went on to outline that case, and he found that while Sredersis did not kill the Jew in hiding, he waited until a group of Lithuanian policemen showed up to take him back to a police station where the Jewish person was interrogated and later murdered. Quiet says the art collection has obtained a very important educational function, and he urged the museum, the art gallery, that it could be used to tell the story of immigration, multiculturalism, and the arrival of alleged war criminals, but also the story of refugees. So it's just amazing what his research has uncovered and about this art donated art collection by a former Nazi criminal.
Interesting. Thanks for following up with that story from the past. Again, the full story is in this week's edition. Moving on with some other good news from Sydney, and Hakoa is on track for its White City development, and it may be ready very soon.
Yeah, this didn't mention it last week, but it's very important. So the Hakoa redevelopment in Sydney, in Rushcutters Bay, in the former White City site, so that's already the construction is underway. It's hoped to be completed mid next year. But in very good news, an additional grant of $5 million from the New South Wales government has been made to help cover increasing material costs and building costs. So that was becoming a factor, of course, with the pandemic years and also it's just very difficult. All the prices are going up and inflation. So the government, the New South Wales government, has stepped in and provided some additional funding, and that will ensure that the full project goes ahead. Of course, the facilities at Hakoa will include a clubhouse, fitness centre, floodlit all-weather football field and seating, 9 tennis courts, 2 swimming pools, and weatherproof multi-use courts, plus a function and dining room, restaurant, the whole works. So it's very exciting for Sydney's Jewish community. And with this extra funding, it'll go a long way.
Amazing. That's really good news. Looking forward to see it built and completed next year. Okay, let's finish off with one last thing and some quick mentions to some organizations.
Yes, so just a quick mention to Shalom in New South Wales, Shalom College, of course, and the not-for-profit organization has many, many programs these days, from the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival, Community Garden, PJ Library, Limud Festival, it goes on. But Shalom as an organization this year turns 50, major milestone, 50 years, and they had the first of many 50th anniversary celebrations last week with very special guests. So one of the founders, and for 3 decades he was the college principal, Dr. Hilton Immerman. He was there. Justice Kelly Rees, who actually was a Shalom College resident way back, she spoke, and also the University of New South Wales Vice Chancellor, Professor Attila Brungs. So a very happy 50th birthday to Shalom. And also, besides it being Passover, it's of course the Muslim festival of Ramadan, and Jewish communal leaders in New South Wales and Victoria joined iftar dinners, which is special dinners that are celebrated during Ramadan. They join Christian and Muslim leaders to have a meal together, and both functions were amazing as far as the feedback we've heard. So happy Pesach, happy Ramadan, and happy Easter.
Yes, it's all happening this time. Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News wishing you, your family, and the Jewish News a happy Passover. Catch you next time.
Thanks and thank you, Amit.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.